There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in
there. Put out an all-points bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
Attention.
This is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones. Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
We only got one computer, so Lou can't play funny sound effects. He walked away and shut the door. This is the Dutch Jones radio program. And we're coming to you live. I don't even know what day this is. It's Monday, sometime in mid-October. It's a rainy, rainy, rainy little week. We've got thunder showers. We drove in the rain all night. We had to come down from our mountain hideaway because we are losing some bandwidth up there. So we thought we'd come in down to the in-laws and use their unlimited DSL and see what we could do about, you know, building up our bandwidth up there on the satellite. We've been playing up to 3 hours a day now up there, and that started eating away. We got to go back to just the 2 hours. We like doing, you know, a few minutes before playing music. I miss having round the clock access to the internet. I don't know. Maybe we got to rethink our location or something. Be praying for us that a door opens for us, even just a mile down the road where they have DSL in the Cahuilla Greater Metroplex. You know, a door would open for a cheap place. You know, we could leave Lou in the van, but if we could move into it. Well, this is the Dutch Jones radio program. We come to you live Monday through Friday when we can, Lord willing. Resources available, electricity's on, and such. And we bring you the Christian militant worldview. We are generalists here. You notice I say we. There is no Dutch Jones. So it's a nom de guerre. It's a name of war, and I'm just doing this to share information with you. I am not Dutch Jones. I am a conglomeration of a life of experience of seeking the Lord and seeking liberty and those types of things that I share with you. But there is no Dutch Jones. So you need to know that. What we're doing here is partial clandestine and partial above the water. I get a lot of like, I can't believe you're talking about this stuff, Dutch. What are you doing? They're going to come and carry you away. One, they have to find me. Two, they have to care enough about me. Three, they have to actually figure out who I am. I mean, I'm sure they're doing FBI voice prints from, you know, and all that kind of fun stuff. We got some articles about just how stupid the FBI is coming up today. And I'm not worried about it. I'm protected by our Lord Jesus Christ, and I'm a soldier for Christ. We're at war. I've been personally at war with the occupational government of the evil federal types since Waco burned. Some people say, well, that was a little late. Other people go, wow, that was a little early. But that just happens to be my turning point. Everybody knows that moment where they were when certain things happened. I can tell you when I took down the American flags from my home and I stopped believing everything that was told to me. That was Waco when they murdered those children in that church. And I don't even care if they were cult. I don't care, you know, it just the fact that that happened the way it did. And I've continued that battle since then. There are many enemies to the holy cause of liberty, and a lot of people get upset about it when I just focus on one or don't focus on their favorite one. It can be the Muslims. It can be Zog, you know, Zionist occupational government. No, I am not anti-Semitic. I just don't like anyone that thinks that their race should tell everybody else what to do and victimize the other races. I don't care if you're a brown beret. I don't care if you're a skinhead or a Nazi. I don't like you. And some people say, but you like the Klan. Well, the Klan people that I fellowship with are not what you think the Klan is. They're not National Socialists. They hate Nazis as much as we do, and they're just, you know, doing that. So I got some. The reason I'm talking about this, I got some more emails today, like, why are you being so nice to the Klan? And then I got a bunch of people saying, hey, we're in the Klan and we love you, even though you say you don't like us anymore. It's not that I don't like the Klan. I don't like secret societies, and I'm going to share a little bit with you over the next few days about why I don't like secret things that are putting forth is Christianity, but that doesn't mean I don't like the people that are involved in them. That doesn't mean that I can't fellowship with the individuals. And we spend a lot of time explaining that because we get a lot of new listeners, and I get that email. We had two people show up at church indirectly because of the show. And it was kind of funny. They both have been going to the same church in Visalia for a huge amount of time, and they didn't know each other. That's how big their church was, just 40 miles from our church. So it's kind of neat to see people coming in, but there's always issues. And there's always issues with these things. And I continue, the consistency is, for those of you that are asking the question, I didn't want to answer. I had so many emails today from the last 2 days. I haven't checked my email since Friday, really. The consistency is, if you are about your group only and exterminating other groups, if you are about extinguishing the holy cause of liberty and the true manifest providential intercession of God into our history, and you want to erase that, if you're an enemy of liberty for anyone based on their race, their economic status, I don't want anything to do with you. Now, you can listen. I can't stop you from listening. But I'm so amazed. Like today, I got another three or four people that like listening to the show that are Nazis that wanted to contact me on Facebook. We do have a Facebook presence. You can look for it easy. Just go on Facebook and look for Dutch Jones, J-O-E-N-S. I'm not going to fellowship with you if you're a practicing Nazi. I will share the gospel with you. I'm not going to promote your events. I'm not going to partake in your causes. I've got this one guy, and I kind of fell into it because I was duped into thinking that he had swayed, but I promoted their cause on the show here, and I'm going to publicly I'll do it now and again when we get onto Liberty Tree Radio. The guy named Thomas Payne that's been emailing you guys, my advice is to just dump him for all kinds of stuff. Nothing he's doing is righteous. Nothing he's doing is of the Lord. I won't give out his real name. That's the name he chooses to use. But if he continues to harass this show and people that we love, I will completely expose him to everyone. He's bad news. Everybody that gets involved with him gets hurt. I know a lot of people that have been involved with him that end up getting arrested, strangely enough. So I don't know where he stands, but I do know that he's a practicing Nazi. So, and I apologize to my listeners for that, because when it came up, I knew his background, but I was told he had changed. And I think Minuteman had associated with him a little bit, and a couple of, I don't know who all is in the chat room right now, I can't see that screen very well. But you folks, if you get stuff, and he's been trying to call the show to come on, and I said, no, you can't come on the show. He's offered me money to come on the show to be able to give out his information. I said, no, you're not about the Holy Cause of Liberty, you're not part of the show. Now, I will interview some of these people to make them look foolish, to expose them, but I'm not going to have this guy on the show to promote what he's doing, period. Even I have my limits. He wants to take the time to go do his own show, fine, do it. You know, you broadcast, it's free, and I'm not going to say that they can't, but I think it's better that we expose this kind of stuff. Because I honestly believe, and here's the crux of it here, I think that the National Socialist Movement in America, if not the world, is being put forth by the New World Order to infiltrate and pervert legitimate causes, like the border movement. Like, and yes, people are going to get mad at this, the original traditional clans that, you know, you've got new clans that use swastikas and all that garbage. I don't want anything to do with them. The traditionalist clans, I have no problem with them. I won't join them. I'm not into the Masonic, you know, Jesuit secret order stuff. But they have a legitimate reason for existing to promote Southern heritage, and I agree with them on that. But if I look at it, I get these emails from clan guys. If I go to their page and there's a swastika, I block them. Two reasons. One, I think they're not intellectually honest if they got a swastika on their page. They haven't studied history. And two, they're probably federally infiltrated, just like the guy I'm talking about. I just think it's bad news. I wouldn't promote anything. You know, it's no different to me than if some guy from the Communist Workers Party came here and said, hey, yeah, but we're going to do some border stuff. No, and I'm not going to support that. I'm not going to be part of it. So that's, you know, I got about a half a dozen contacts, which means if I got a half a dozen, there must be, you know, 20 or 30 of you that are concerned about the same thing and want to know where I stand on certain things. And definitely, I do not stand with the Nazis. I mean, I had one guy, you know, he just keeps sending me stuff. He's like, oh, you got to check this out. You got to check that out. Now, if they send me stuff on historical relevance, I'll read it. If they send me stuff, you know, on eugenics or something, I'll read it and then I'll debate it with them. But that's about it. What?
If you're a socialist, don't you love
Well, yeah, that's the whole thing. If you're a socialist, you're the enemy. You're like Obongo and Hillary and the rest of them. You're just a different flavor. You know, you're still on the same menu. You're just a, you're a different flavor, and I want nothing to do with you. And the other thing is, all of you Odinists that keep sending me stuff, all of you folks that want to send me runes and, you know, tell me that, oh, this predates Christianity, all this pagan stuff, I don't even look at it. That stuff is of the devil. You may go, oh, no, it's not of the devil, it's witchcraft, it's this. If it's not of Jesus Christ, it's of the devil, and I don't want anything to do with it, and I won't promote it. I won't get behind it, I won't have anything to do with it. Well, that's my little diatribe for the beginning. Let me take a look at the chat room. We got Minuteman in there. We got I'm in there twice because I'm using one computer. We got my wife in there. We got Graham. We got Olima. A bunch of guests. I assume these are folks. There's a bunch of people from Facebook listening. So, Stacy, kind of maintain the chat room for me because I can't look at it. Now, if you want to get questions to me, there's a couple ways you can do it. We're not going to use the phone. I go through all this trouble to hook up the phone, and the only people that are calling are like my close personal friends. You know, I can talk to them anytime, although I do enjoy their input, don't get me wrong, especially when guys like Minuteman call or Chuck calls or stuff like that. But I'm just not going to take the time to hook up the phone. When we get back into the studio, the phone's right there, so it's no problem. But out on the road, it actually takes, you know, I got to hang a microphone, and it ties up the phone here. And sometimes it sounds like poop, you know, and so we don't want to do that. But go through Facebook. You can contact me through Facebook. And if you're already not a friend of mine, just send me a friend request. And let you know, I check your websites. I look at who your friends are. I look at alliances. And if I look and you've got like, you know, if you got one or two guys that are some skinhead group out of Germany, you know, I'm not going to knock you for that because I think I still got a few of those guys hanging around on mine. But if I go there and I see you got swastikas everywhere or porn or foul mouth stuff, I'm not going to add you. It's just we're too far in this battle to be tainting the cause with this kind of stuff. This is not a ministry show as far as evangelizing other people. It is an informational show, which Claire, here, give me my box of pills, woman. I see you're moving. But the purpose of this show is to create sheepdogs. Now, if a few of you borderline sheep want to listen and you come over to our side, that's fantastico. But what? You need to plug in? Here, give me some audio and I'll... Oh, I thought you wanted to play some audio or something. You got it plugged in? Okay. So, you know, add me on Facebook. You can talk to me there. You can email us. Look, Lou's going to sleep because he's got nothing to do. What is that, an elephant you're hugging? He's got like a little blue elephant. He's rolling around on the bed here in the room. Dutch@DutchJonesShow. No, excuse me. See, we got too many emails. I got to just get some of these out of my head. Dutch@DutchJones.info. DutchJones.info. And those of you that have donated, even if the guy who donated $5, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Who was it that donated $5? I know you told me about it, but I forgot the name. I want to thank all of you guys. We're shipping stuff out. We'll try and get your bumper stickers out to you. We can mail them out tomorrow, Stace. It's okay, you know. We're kind of strapped for money right now. Personally, we just spent $200 getting the car fixed, and then we had to drive my daughter, you know, six hours to get her home, and that used up the last of our gas money. So when we get some more change and stuff, we'll get some stamps and we'll send stuff out to you. But what I can offer you is you email Lou@DutchJones.info, Lew@DutchJones.info, and say, hey, my name's Stinky Muldoon, and I donated $20, $5. I'd like to get one of them there Dutch Jones emails. Yeah, you can be Blue Elephant at DutchJones.info. You can be, you know, Muzzy Killer, whatever you want to do. Yeah, that's what everybody's calling Muslims now, Muzzy. It's kind of getting into my vernacular now, Muzzies. It's easier to, I don't know, it's funner to say, Muzzies. It's like the Fuzzy Wuzzies in Africa or whatever those were, that tribe. But we'll get you an email address, and we just ask that, you know, every month you send whatever you can. If it's $5, it's $5. If it's $25, it's fine. We also got a neat request. It was Gunslinger. Am I right? Yeah. Gunslinger, who had paid our internet bill for this month. Thank you very much. We did pay it. That means we still have it. It's just we still have a rolling 30 days thing. So we're on. So it's not like, you know, we don't have internet right now. Was it, what, 50% you said? 49%, so we wanted to give it a break for a couple days so it builds back up. Those of you that have limited satellite internet, I think you may understand what I'm talking about. But Gunslinger had he got some good stuff we sent out, but he got a tactical vest. And he said something really good in an email to Stacy today. Or was it to me? Was it to you? He said, you know, I got this thing with all these pockets. I don't remember how to use it. I think it's been a while. I can't remember the last time I went through how to set up your tactical gear. And I know Chuck had asked a few questions, so maybe Wednesday or Friday. Let's say Friday, just to be certain. What we'll do is I'll show you guys a couple of our vests. We got three vests, and we'll turn the camera on, and we'll show you how we set them up, and we'll go through that. So that was an excellent letter, you know. And it's funny because I didn't know when I got it. You know, I learned some stuff in the Army. We didn't have tactical vests when I was in the Army. We had web gear called TA-50. Radios, and Lou puts Twinkies, no, Zingers. Lou puts Zingers, Bubble Bath. Lou has, yeah, Lou puts his magazines, Boys Life and Discovery. He puts those in his, oh, you mean weapons magazine? You mean, oh, yeah, yeah. Put your ammo in it, and, you know, where to put it, where thing. Everybody should put their first aid kit in there. Your food stamp booklet. Do they still give food stamp booklets? I don't even know. You know, things like that. You know, so we can go over that, and I can show you. Lou can be a model. Although, speaking of that, yesterday in church, we had a brother, Frank, gave a really good sermon on slavery, both human slavery, you know, with indentured servitude, bond servitude, and slavery to sin. And he had a slave yoke from the early 1800s. And he actually put Lou in it to show just how painful and miserable that was. And Lou was crying. He was like, do you realize how many slaves that may have been? It was it's an actual iron chain thing. And did it feel weird wearing it? Did you have nightmares? Did you have nightmares of being... You did wash your neck afterwards? I mean, just touching something like that. But we went into it that slavery is biblical. And I'm not saying, you know, that all slavery is biblical, but... he went into that, the psychology of slavery that we put ourselves into willingly, and that was kind of neat. So Lou got to demonstrate that, and it was an awesome little sermon. And he ate chicken that day. Yeah, right. Shut up, Lou. You're going to get me in more trouble. He's over there making racist jokes on the bed. As you can tell, we got a real warped sense of humor here. And we make jokes about crackers, you know. Every time Lou goes to the grocery store and go down the saltine aisle, he sees anything that says crackers, and he keeps going, oh, I'm offended. I'm offended. Where's the ACLU? Yeah, if we offer him crackers, he starts calling us racist and everything and goes nuts. But that's Louis. What? Yeah, you're not gonna have. Yeah, I know. He knows all the stuff. We met a Mason over the weekend, and Lou is like throwing him all the Mason hand signals and stuff. He's just irreverent, and I need him to. That's gonna be one of your spelling words and definition words. Irreverent. No, don't spell it now, Lou. You gotta go look it up in Webster's. But that's just his sense of humor, and I think I've created a monster. But, so we're going to get into that this week. We're going to talk about some web gear and magazine, some tactical vest stuff. Maybe it's time to hit what the basic gear should be again. Now, if you go to dutchjones.info, dutchjones.info, you can see we've got some basic lists there. Our good friend who passed away this year, Dixie Man, we put up some of his lists. We do miss him listening and sending comments. You know, bless his soul, he's in heaven. Church triumphant. Yeah, anytime I talk like a fag, you go, don't do that. It's annoying. It's like, oh, Mr. Dixie Man. You know, we do miss him. We do miss him, and we lost him to cancer, but he's won, and he's in the church triumphant. The other thing there was, what was it? Oh, the store is down. Dutch Jones, djstore.tk, djstore.tk is down. We're reworking it. You guys just aren't buying the stuff. I mean, a couple people are, you know. A few people here and there, so we're going to rearrange. We're going to try and find some new products, maybe just limit it to five or six things. Those folks in Ridgecrest that ordered stuff, we've ordered it. It's coming in. We told you it would be 3 to 6 weeks.
I wrote them an email.
Yeah, you did tell them? Okay, so we appreciate, you know, our pod people that listen in Ridgecrest. Also, if you're listening in Ridgecrest, we have some people in that area. If you're interested, I can put you in touch with some people. It's kind of touchy because the pastor of the church doesn't really want me promoting his church, but the people that go to his church really want to meet other people, and maybe you should go to this church, you know, kind of thing. So I'm walking on thin ice there. I don't want to make a pastor mad at me, you know, get some bad mojo going. But it's important to me that you people fellowship and let you be the judge of you know, other people. I'm not going to limit things. But what we've got going is I want to hook people up. with other people. Gunslinger's in there. We were just talking about Gunslinger, and then he pops in there. I didn't know if he was in there already because I can't see the... So welcome, welcome. So look forward to that. And if you've got any other show ideas like Gunslinger did, you know, where he said, hey, why don't you tell me how to use this silly vest that you just sent me, go ahead and ask. I mean, anything I can do. The other thing is that we're getting ready to set up the newsletter again, only because it's winter and I'm going to have more time. It's going to be simpler. I'm just going to put a couple survival tips on it, links, stuff like that. Again, it's going to be one or two pages. If you want to get the newsletter, it's free. You just have to email me at dutch@dutchjones.info, dutch@dutchjones.info, and Lou's going to keep track of your emails. If you want to know what's going on at the church here at Cahuilla, if it's something that you're going to swing by, send us your email to that, dutch@dutchjones.info, and we'll just send you out little announcements. Now, I've told you guys, we are going to be doing a little bit more operational security-wise. I'm not going to be sharing with you our really detailed training like I have in the past, because there are beady little ears listening instead of beady little eyes watching. There are beady little ears listening. And one of the guys I mentioned earlier in the show that's kind of a weasel, I think was leaking information to people, and we were getting harassed. You know, county board of supervisors sending out people to harass us, telling us, hey, you can't be doing this, that kind of stuff. Sheriff showing up to things that are... So we're just going to be a little more secure in it. So if I'm not sharing with you our bigger training stuff, don't take it personal. It's just the sign of the times. However, our public training is going to continue on Sunday afternoons. And I look forward to seeing more faces. It was nice to see a couple of people show up this last Sunday. We didn't have any training per se, because we're kind of taking a break for the last 2 months because of holidays, and we're going to start up in January again. And if you're interested, email me at dutch@dutchjones.info, dutch@dutchjones.info. I hope I see people say I don't give it out enough, so I'm trying to do that. We're going to try and wean away from the Yahoo address because there's just too much insecurity there. And I don't know if this new one's secure. I mean, it's just a generic thing. Although we do have somebody donating a server. Let's see. Dutch went over the groups in which he's not. Oh, okay. I'm reading it. I see what's going on in there. And we're going to be getting a server, so we'll be able to... I don't know what we'll be able to do with it. Maybe we should put the server down here and remote control it. Could we do that, Lou? Lou's like, I don't know. Everything I ask Lou, I don't know. He comes through with about 80% of what I ask him, but 100% of the time. Can you do that? I don't know. You should have heard him singing before he went on the air. It was hilarious. You guys didn't miss out. We come on like 45 minutes to an hour or sometimes before the show, because we got a, like today we had some bad audio connectors and we had to fish them out and do stuff. And I think we were playing Surfing Bird and Lou was singing. What was it? What are you looking at? What are you looking at? Oh, Lou's setting up the break. I don't know what you're doing, Lou. Lou's doing all kinds of stuff here. We're using one computer now because I screwed up and left the other computer up at the house. No, it's not your fault. You thought the computer was in the case. I didn't put it in the case. It's my fault, Stace. Let me claim this one, man. Some of the things on a personal level, we continue to need your prayer for our daughter, Anthea. It's just getting ugly again in the custody battle. You know me. I'm an open book on a lot of things, guys. So I do need your prayers. We're gonna need a vehicle soon. I'm about to lose a vehicle because of stuff. I'm fighting to keep a vehicle from the divorce, and I may have to surrender it again. We don't know how it's gonna go. So I'm trying to keep it, and so it'd be good. So you know, keep us in your prayers. Health wise, I'm doing better. My vision is coming back. I've been doing diatomaceous earth, which, don't ask me what that is. I know it's some kind of like prehistoric seashells. Most people use it for a pesticide, but I've been eating it. And I tell you what, my arthritis is doing better. My eyesight's coming back. I actually, yesterday in church, could read the remote control for the big screen before we played a training video. I haven't been able to read a remote control in probably a year. I have to read my big print Bible, and I was reading the songbooks yesterday. So this diatomaceous earth, which is recommended by several of the elderly folks, our pastor's mother, she's 80-ish, 80-something. As soon as she started taking it, she began attacking me with cushions and things, so I thought maybe I better try it. So, you know, thank you for that. Your prayers for that have been working. So pray for us financially. Pray for us family-wise and transport-wise. We've got three cars. One may be going away. I may have to give it back. I don't know, we'll figure something out. But then we've got one that needs a lot of work. Yeah, so. But it's your prayers are needed on that level. Lou's doing great. The prayers that you got, you know, I've been, when he wasn't listening, I was like, pray for Lou to come out of his shell. Ever since the conference, he's been like a new man. He's been going around beating up on people and wrestling with people. He's been, like, beat up on like three guys at church. I heard you're a black belt. Yeah, well, I challenge you. And so he's been having fun doing that. So that's been working good. Lou's been doing good. Stacy's been doing good. You got a basket weave belt?
Yeah. Man.
When did you get that?
I got a, you know, that desert belt.
Oh, that's not a basket weave belt. I don't know what you're talking about. Why are you talking about your
belt?
Lou's just nuts.
CSA belt.
Oh, yeah, he has a basket weave CSA belt. He has, oh, I see. Oh. The martial art thing he's saying, I have a black, he has a black Sam Brown belt. So he's all, yeah, I got a black belt too. Yeah, man, sometimes his humor just escapes me. But, yeah, I see where you're going with that. I definitely see where you're going with that. Okay, Lou, go ahead and start the break, and we'll be back. And I'm going to talk about this article about this guy in California who found a GPS sensor underneath his car, and the FBI is, like, all upset now. So if they can do it to him, they can do it to us. I don't care if he's a muzzy. I'm going to keep using that term, muzzy. I like it now. We'll be back after the break. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. Stay tuned.
I'd probably run for president of the Southern States. The day Elvis passed away would be our national holiday. If the South would have won, we'd have had it made. I'd make my Supreme Court down in Texas, and we wouldn't have no killers getting off free. If they were proven guilty, then they would swing quickly instead of writing books and smiling on TV. We'd all learn Cajun cooking in Louisiana. Put that capital back in Alabama. We put Florida on the right track, cause we take Miami back and throw all them pushers in the summer. Oh, if the South would have won, we'd have had it made. I'd probably run for president of the Southern States. The day young Skinner died, we'd show our Southern pride. If the South would have won, we'd have had it made. Made in Tennessee, and all the horses raised in those Kentucky hills. The national treasury would be in Tupelo, Mississippi, and I'd put Hank Williams' picture on $100 bills. I'd have all the cars made in the Carolinas, and I'd ban all the ones made in China. I'd have every girl child sent to Georgia to learn to smile. Talk with that Southern accent, it drives me wild. I'd have all the fiddles made in Virginia, cause they sure can make them sound so fine. I'm going up on Wolverton Mountain and see a Clifton Flowers and have a sip of his good old Arkansas wine. Hey, if the South would have won, we'd have had it made. I'd probably run for president of the Southern States. When Patsy Cline passed away, that would be our national holiday. If the South would have won, we'd have had it made. Early. I said, if the South would have won, we'd have had it made.
In the best conditions, the human body will die after 3 days without water. Having access to clean, drinkable water in a disaster, survival situation, or military action is critical when putting together your survival plan and survival kit. Whether you choose to boil, filter, purify, or use some type of chemical treatment, something must be done when planning your survival escape routes and plans and putting together your bug-out bag or simply your rucksack. That's why I have chosen to offer Sawyer brand water filters. These filters used in the medical industry for kidney dialysis exceed the needs for water purification. With different units available, the basic unit that you should get will be capable of filtering up to 500 gallons a day and will not need to be replaced until you have surpassed 1 million gallons through that filter. I know that's hard to believe, but it's a fact. They've been using these filters overseas for years in the missionary fields and in post-disaster recovery efforts. The filters are lightweight and simple to use, so whether you attach it to a 5-gallon bucket, to a water bladder, or to a 10,000-gallon tank, these filters can do the job for you. They can handle up to 40 PSI, and with different fittings and ingenuity, you can even apply them to inside, inline water supply systems into your house, cabin, or survival structure. So I'm asking you to go to djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer water filters. Order them through us. You will save at least $5 off the retail price of buying them from Sawyer Direct. And as always, the money goes to help the radio ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So, do something right for your family, get them prepared for a disaster or calamity, and you're helping us out. So don't forget, djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer brand water filters.
Government.
There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns are toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in
there. Put out all points bulletins. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
A new world order.
Attention.
Government
is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones
Radio Program.
And now for something completely different.
Is it really completely different, or is it exactly the same? Well, it's exactly the same as it was yesterday, or Friday, because it's the same guy doing the same show. This is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. I'm coming to you live somewhere in the Central Valley. The place that time is forgotten. We have 400,000 acres left fallow because they cut out the water and there's not enough rain, and farmers are losing their homes, farmers are hanging themselves, shooting themselves, because the federal government hates us here and wants to destroy the area. So we're at war with the federal government. What are you doing? In this, the second war of federal aggression, which started so long ago for many of us, people are just getting on board now. I had the misfortune, I don't know why I do this, I watched Fox News today, and I was watching all the stupid stuff back and forth with Rand Paul and, you know, all the other, you know, the Tea Party types, and just completely forgetting the whole issue. They're talking about everything from, you know, oh, you were in this anti-Christian group that tied women up, to, you had, you know, what was the other lady, I can't think of her name, she had affairs with two men, and it's ridiculous. There's nothing going on in the political atmosphere that's going to solve anything, and I watched it and I got sick to my stomach. I just got violently sick to my stomach. Okay, Lou changed my screen a little bit here. Let's do this. I got to close this. I got to open this. Here we go. No, where's that? I got a story here that I found on the AP feed on Yahoo. You know what I'm talking about, where it is. And what I do is, if you want to get these, you join my Facebook group. Anything I'm going to talk about, I send out. I send it out and on Facebook, so people know what I'm going to talk about. And there's about a dozen of you that respond to it on there. I've got over 555 friends. Now, I don't know if they're all listeners. They all claim to have heard me, the majority of them. And, you know, they probably indirectly listen. And I have the dedicated core of friends that listen, so that's nice. So you can do there. You can go there and you can make comments on these things. I'm going to read this article almost verbatim, and if you're new, I'll give it my comments, and they're probably stupid and not going to make anybody laugh, but hey, makes me feel good. I do this show because it's kind of cathartic for me. This is basically how I do it when I'm reading this out loud and yelling it to Lou. Lou, you're not going to believe what happened, or Stacy, check this out. So that's what you get here, right, as far as political or media commentary for me. Now, this is oil change reignites debate over GPS trackers. Now, those of you that don't know that there's been a debate, they can the FBI, CIA, divorce attorneys, CPS, whatever. The technology's out there now that they don't need to put anyone on you. They just tag your car in the middle of the night with this thing about the size of a deck of cards that's magnetically attached under your car. They may even tap it into your power supply so it runs 24/7. They don't have to worry about retrieving it and changing batteries, and they just know where you go. Or if you have OnStar, they can do it that way. So this is San Francisco. Now, this guy, I know, everybody when I set this out said, well, who cares? The guy sounds like a terrorist. Yasser Afifi. Yasser, first name, last name, Afifi, A-F-I-F-I, a 20-year-old computer salesman and community college student. See that right there? I don't trust anybody that goes to community college. Took his car in for an oil change early this month, and a mechanic spotted an odd wire hanging down from the undercarriage. The wire was attached to a strange magnetic device that puzzled Afifi and the mechanic. They freed it from the car and posted images of it online, asking for help in identifying it. 2 days later, FBI agents arrived at Afifi's Santa Clara apartment and demanded the return of their property, a global positioning system tracking device, now at the center of a raging legal debate over privacy rights. Now, I would have loved to have seen those FBI guys. You know, two guys, men in black, couple MIBs, sunglasses on. I'm Special Agent Johnson. This is Special Agent Johnson. We'd like to have our property back. And the guy's like, what? What property? I don't have any property of yours. The non-device that you may or may not have found under your vehicle, which may or may not have been placed there by federal agents without a warrant, we need that back. I would have just died at that. Because I would have, like, made them come in and go, oh, I put it somewhere, you know, and just harass the crud out of these guys, like, you know, and just act like an idiot. But just mess with them. Because, you know, you're not going to get anywhere confronting them. But I love it. They're like, oh, we need that back. If I'd have found it, I probably would have done more than put its pictures on the internet. I was thinking it would be really a good idea to, like, to attach it to a stray dog, or maybe, like, on a train, or on a ship. Wouldn't it be funny to go, like, because this guy lived in Santa Clarita? Where did it say? Well, anyways, in Southern California. Go down to the port of L.A. and put it on a shipping container that's going back to China or something. They'd be like, well, where's this guy going with his car? You know, they'd have figured it out immediately because they'd have turned on the satellites and stuff. One federal judge wrote that the widespread use of the device was straight out of George Orwell's novel 1984, you think? By holding that this kind of surveillance doesn't impair an individual's reasonable expectation of privacy, the panel hands the government the power to track the movements of every one of us every day of our lives, wrote Alex Kaczynski. That's kind of a neat name. The chief judge in the 9th U.S. Circuit Court. 9th District Court's coming out with some really interesting stuff lately, but on both sides, you know, good and bad. You know, the don't ask, don't tell thing was ridiculous, but this thing's pretty good. So what they're doing is, and I bet you didn't know this, those of you that live in California, you're going to go, what? And the rest of you are going to go, serves you right. California is the only state where they don't require the FBI to get a warrant to put a GPS on your car. The rest of the states are against it. They're like, this is a huge invasion. Well, the Supreme Court and the Attorney General and all those have decided that you do not have a right to privacy of place. Meaning, if you rent a hotel room, that's not your house. And they believe, and certain judges agree with them, that you don't have to go get a warrant to do it. Now, in the case of the GPS stuff, they're fluctuating on this. But overall, the FBI has the right, basically, to search you anywhere at any time, even with a handwritten warrant that they make and certify themselves. And then they'll close the warrant, and you can't see it. I mean, I'm finding that in just about every, in just general cases that I see. Warrants have been sealed, so you can't see them. Search warrants have been sealed, so you can't see them. Well, this is just another example. Now, this guy, everybody's saying, well, he's a Muslim. He's 20 years old. He must be doing something wrong. If you read the Yahoo comments, I'm telling you, don't do it if you haven't eaten, or don't do it if, you know, you can't handle anger issues, because the people are just so stupid. They're like, oh, this is really good. I'm glad they're doing this to this Muslim. You know, all you people complaining are probably hiding something. Yeah, until you find one on your daughter's car because, you know, she conversed over the internet with somebody who knew somebody who knew somebody, so they decide to tag your kid's car. We're going to see a lot of this. Items that you purchase. Every time you take your computer into, like, some place to get cleaned out, the FBI has the right to go in there and place stuff in it. Did you know that? Because you no longer have a right to privacy. Once you give that computer over the counter, you're basically saying, well, I don't care about it. You know, I'm giving it up in good faith, so I know, big deal, you know. Anybody that's watched any of the crime shows or police shows knows that they can do this stuff, so you don't do it. It's just like giving your children over to the public school system. You give up your rights. When you do, that's what they believe. I'm not saying it's right, but I'm telling you that's what the enemy does. They're going to go all over your car. They're going to go all over anything. You drop off your toaster to be worked on, don't be surprised if you find a microphone in it. So what I'm advising you guys to do is, if you've got a good mechanic, have him go through your car. If you're not a guy that's used to getting on your back and looking underneath there. This guy found it just surely by luck. I'm looking at it right now. It looks like a little tiny walkie-talkie. I don't know what the wire was for. It doesn't look like the wire was even related to it. They may have dislodged the wire when they were putting something in there. But you've got to start checking your stuff, folks. And then mess with them. I'm serious. Just you know, up here, put it in a, you know, if it was up here, put it in a bucket of rotting meat and let a bear eat it, and then they can chase the bear around. But be on the lookout. They're going to be doing this more and more, especially if you, and just because the other states say it's not good doesn't mean they're not doing it. They don't obey their own laws that they force on us. They don't obey the Constitution. They make up stuff as they go along. They're going to do whatever they want. Now, law enforcement advocates for the device say GPS can eliminate time-consuming stakeouts and old-fashioned tails with unmarked police cars. Great. These donut-munching idiots are tired of having to do what little work they do. Now, the technology had a starring role in the HBO Cops and Robbers series, The Wire, and police use it to track every type of suspect from terrorists to thieves stealing copper from air conditioners. Now, when I was into private investigation and we were doing everything from child support skips to workers' comp violators, all that stuff, I knew about this technology. And there were a couple cases where, you know, non-custodial parents kidnapping their kids, this would have come in handy. And every single time I asked to use it but in the courts, I was denied the right to use it. So why is it why can't I use it to find a kid that's been stolen, but they can use it to harass a 20-year-old Muslim guy going to community college? It doesn't make any sense to me. Now, granted, maybe this guy is Al-Qaeda and they need to whack him, but the other side of the coin is, look how stupid they are. Look how poorly they apply the technology. How sloppy it is. Now, investigators don't need a warrant to use GPS tracking devices in California. That troubles privacy advocates, technophiles, criminal defense attorneys, and others. The federal appeals court based in Washington, D.C. said in August that investigators must obtain a warrant for GPS. They're tossing out a conviction right now and a life sentence of Antoine Jones. He's a nightclub owner convicted of operating a cocaine distribution ring. Now, that court concluded that the accumulation of 4 weeks' worth of data collected from a GPS on Jones's Jeep, amounted to a government search that required a search warrant. But here in California, you know, the People's Republic of California, we're a communist state. We're not socialist. This state is communist. And it doesn't apply here. But even Washington, D.C., you have more rights than here. Unlike one's movements during a single journey, the whole of one's movements over the course of a month is not actually exposed to the public, because the likelihood anyone will observe all those movements is effectively nil. This is Ginsburg, the judge, Chief Justice Ginsburg, said. The State High Court of New York, Washington, and Oregon have ruled similarly. So there are little victories here. It's nice to see these little victories. It's nice to hear that the judges, those weirdos in those black robes who think themselves to be gods, get it right once in a while. Now, the Obama administration last month asked the D.C. Federal Appeals Court to change its ruling, calling the decision vague and unworkable. Of course Obongo wants to be able to put technology in on your car, and arguing that investigators will lose access to a tool they now use with great frequency. See, Obongo, in his own writing to the judges, said, "We use this all the time. Why are you doing this?" Now, after the appeals court decision, the Ninth Circuit refused to revisit the opposite ruling. So with the Ninth Court's, you know, saying it's okay. Now, the panel had concluded that agents could have gathered the same information by... Whoa, my computer just went wacko. What they're saying is that the technology is just technology. Anybody could have followed him around and got the same stuff. This is just making it easier, so how can this be illegal? I don't even know how to answer that. It's like saying, oh, you know, if we wanted to, we could stand in your bedroom and videotape you, so if we do put a camera in there, it's okay. You know, we're that good. We could have obtained this if we weren't so stinking lazy. Legal scholars predict the U.S. Supreme Court will ultimately resolve the issue, since so many courts disagree. Now, George Washington University law professor Orrin Kerr, K-E-R-R, said the issue boils down to the public versus private. As long as the GPS devices are attached to vehicles on public roads, Kerr believes the U.S. Supreme Court will decide no warrant is needed. To decide otherwise, he said, would ignore a long-time and previous Fourth Amendment decision allowing for warrantless searches as long as they're conducted on public property. See how they get you? They obey the law when it fits their needs, and they twist it when it's vague, and they outright disobey it when it favors the victim of this unjust cause. And, you know, I'm not even alarmed by this. I've known of the technology for several years that they could do it, and I've had buddies, you know, who you can go online and buy this stuff, and they do it to their wives, and they think they're being unfaithful. Well, that's a little different because they own the car, and I didn't get too excited about that. I mean, it's kind of sad that, you know, you don't trust your wife or something. There's other issues there. But when our state, the state, not California, but the state, the goons in ivory towers can do that, I mean, what's going to keep them from putting something in your kid's backpack at school?
Right.
You know? Oh, well, it's on government property. We can do whatever we want to it. It's public access.
That's what's going to happen.
You turned your computer over, like I was saying earlier, you can do it. So we have to be vigilant in these things, too. I don't really own anything. I mean, we do have a couple cars, and we do check them out, but it's possible they could have slipped something on, but they're going to be really bored. We drive to the same three places. You know, the grocery store, the post office, and we drive on the highway to return our daughter to her evil birth mother. And that's it. There's no story to tell here. They'd learn more by probably coming and talking to me, which we just found out somebody from our church had the FBI visit them about one of their kids in the military. Kind of weird. But they're just getting lazy. This shows that they're being overworked, and even their own judges aren't necessarily working with them. This is a good thing. This is a good thing for us. And I want you to spread that around, but I want you to get the attitude and the mindset that you need to be checking for this technology. Now, there are things you can do. You can get jammers. You can do all kinds of stuff. You can get frequency sweeper, all that. But just putting your hands on your car and looking underneath, knowing what belongs where and there and here and near, and noticing, you know, stuff like that. And check your house. If you think that you can leave your house and they can't gain access to it and start putting stuff in there, look behind your clocks. Look for all kinds of stuff. And then when you find them, have fun with them. If there's a bug in your house, exploit it. Talk about burying the bodies at night. You know, oh, we're going to get some shovels. We've got to go get rid of those guys before anybody finds them. And then set up and wait for them. I still think of the movie Heat when they ambushed the special operations police group that was looking for them down in the L.A. Harbor. You know, they make it sound like they're going to do something big in the harbor, and then all the cops show up there, and the guys are, you know, half a mile away on a tower getting pictures of them. Why can't you do that? Why can't you? And I don't know of any. This is the first time I've seen the media actually exploiting and telling people about this. If you've got other articles, I want to know about it. I'm really surprised that the media isn't going hand in hand with the New World Order here and covering it up for them. But then, you know, let's face it. If you got a cell phone in your pocket, I got one somewhere here. Here's my cell phone right here. They can track me by this. And I bet they don't need, because it's interstate commerce, it's a phone communication device, they don't even need a warrant. I really don't, you know, they can do whatever they want. They can activate this phone remotely, and they could be listening to me right now. There could be some, you know, overweight FBI, latent homosexual, sitting in his office with a pair of headphones on, listening to all my private conversations. And quite frankly, I feel bad for them because they're kind of weird. You know, but why give them an edge? So just step it up a little bit, be looking out for this stuff, and do what you can to thwart them or annoy them or just make them angry. You know, just, you know, take it and if you don't want to stick it on something because they're magnetic, this one was magnetic, you know, stick it on a train somewhere, give it to your kids to play with or something, you know. Put it on, have them pass it around different houses. It'll really screw them up. But be on the lookout. Don't, you know, it's not going to be the typical Men in Black, you know, tinted windows sedan thing. They're driving all kinds of stuff now. Just be alert in your neighborhood. If you just have a 360, 24/7 attitude of, you know, I'm going to be in at least yellow, you know, awareness of yellow, mental awareness of yellow, they're not going to be able to put the stuff on your car to begin with. So, you know, and don't think because you're not doing anything they won't come after you. Just the sheer fact that you send stuff out over the internet's enough. You've put up enough red flags. You've put up enough balloons that they're going to go, hey, let's check this guy out. Probably just listen to this show. Olima says, it's just really sad that when our nation has come to, it's like the whole nation is guilty until proven innocent. Very wise thing to say there. That's it. Every cop will treat you like a potential threat. Even after they realize you're not. Because so many cops, they'll go, oh, well, cops have been killed by little old ladies. Yeah, really? How many? I always like to ask that. How many? What you really are, even more so than that in the big picture, is a revenue source. Because that's all it is. They're just looking for a way to get you in the system to generate more money, to justify their jobs, justify next year's budget for these technologies to be purchased. You're pumping the economy when they're coming after you. We're in an information economy now. We don't make widgets and buggy whips anymore. We make devices. We produce paperwork. We keep files. We store data. That's what we do. And you are the commodity now. Knowing all of your little dirty secrets or boring little secrets, whatever it is, you're now a commodity. And all these agencies, as they grow and they continue to hire and recruit more, if you're not doing anything, they have to make up something. They have to be able to justify their existence. And by going and finding some college student and throwing this thing on him because he's got a Muslim surname, if they really wanted to, you know, make America safe for the Republic and, you know, and make everything good, they would just shut down our borders, control foreigners coming in and out, and enforce all the laws on the book that are already there and enforce biblical law, punish everybody as God asked them to be, commands them to be punished. Things would be much better. It's like, you know, these people go, oh, this is a small price to pay for our freedom. And you guys know the saying, and I'll paraphrase it. Anyone who gives up freedom for security gets neither and deserves neither. And it's been said many different ways, many different times. But if you want to be safe, just live in a bubble and let everybody feed you and don't take care of yourself and don't do anything, you'll be safe. But is that life? Is that liberty? Is that freedom? No. But so many Americans are willing, they watch the show 24 and they get all excited about that kind of garbage. And the reality is you're complicit in your own slavery when you cheer this stuff. And I know you guys listening to this don't do that, but your friends do and your family members do if they're anything like mine. And it's hard for me not to get angry over this. But at the same time, it's like I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised at all. You know, I remember when the digital television came out and there were people on YouTube saying, look, they can watch you through the TV, and they find these little things. They go, I'm an audiovisual engineer, I'm a cable engineer, and I have no idea what this little device does in the box. I will not allow this to be put in my house. Yeah, that's just the way it goes. Incrementalism. Not by great leaps, but by small leaps that they take us. And if you sit down and take a look about where we are now, even from 10 or 15 years ago, where's Lou going? Okay, so we got about 4 minutes before we go to break. It's bad. It's really bad. It's not as bad as it could be, but it's bad. We live in a surveillance nation. Go, just drive within a mile of your house to any industrial area or commercial area and start counting cameras. Just passive surveillance. Passive surveillance. Go count cameras. Look at what you got to do to purchase things now. Even if you use cash, they're a little like, oh, what's your zip code? Really? Why? I'm just buying an alternator. I'm buying a starter. Oh, we need your zip code. Go to Radio Shack. They always want your zip code. Grocery stores now are asking. I've been in a couple grocery stores and they've asked me, what's your zip code? I'm like, why? I used to have the one for Washington, D.C. memorized and I've forgotten it. But Lou's getting the music ready here. We got about 3 minutes till the break. When we come back, I don't know. They say it's marketing. All you people that get those little buyer group stuff, like you go to Safeway or Albertsons and they give you those little fobs. Oh, you can save 5%. There'll be special deals. Register with Denny's online. It's all about an information gathering. It's all information. Well, they'll give you free. Stacy's like, I want my free coupons. Well, that's how they trick you. They give you free coupons for food, and then they start collecting your data. It's all marketing. We are the product now. We are the product. It's like we're going to talk about Facebook admitting that all those little games you play on Facebook is to infiltrate your computer and to sell that data. Stacy's checking account kept getting compromised. I kept saying, it's because you do the same banking on the same computer that you play Farmville on. And you owe me a big, you're right, I was wrong, because that article came out. We're going to talk about that when we come back. The only thing I use Facebook for is fighting the enemy and making connections. I don't play any of their stupid games. I don't belong to any of their groups. And even that's probably too much. They're probably violating my computer. But, you know, we've got to be alert. We live in an information age, and they control the switches. But what we can do is we can start flushing, you know, pool balls down the toilet and gumming up their system and making it hard on them to be able to do what they do and feed them false information. I've got multiple false identities, and that's technically illegal. Did you know that? Me going around telling everybody, hey, I'm Dutch Jones, when I meet them, I'm committing felonies of identity fraud. Even though no money changes hands, I'm still representing myself in the public venue as somebody I'm not. Add that to the list of things, you know, that they want me for. And I don't care. Once you're an outlaw, if you're an outlaw an inch, you might as well be an outlaw a mile, right? I mean, I don't know if you guys agree with that, but that's how I live my life. And I didn't do anything illegally criminal, they, you know, or intently criminal. They made it illegal. Who do they have the right to tell me who I can say who I am? I own my person, and I can name myself whatever I want. What, Lou? I can name medieval times. Yeah, for homeschooling, we were studying medieval times and the definition of outlaw and all that kind of stuff today. Lou really liked it. The true story of Robin Hood, which is really not that impressive. But we're going to do a break. We're going to come back with Liberty Tree Radio if they connect in. I see Scotty's in there on the Scotty 38 Radio Network in New York. Flora Dave's in there. We'll be back. Don't go anywhere. Tell your friends. Take this break time to go out and tell everybody you got to listen to this guy or you're going to have uncontrollable flatulence. We'll be back on the Dutch Jones radio program. Too late, Liv.
Should have seen us back in 61 when we were young. Proud, lining up with our guns. A rich man's war is a four-boy's fight. Jonah tried to tell them something just ain't right. When they saw the elephant that night, Jonah tried to warn them just to run and hide. You can't feed your family with pride. If I never would've left my home, I'd have never had to kill a stranger. Should've done like old Sam Hood and joined the Forest Ranger. Instead I'm laying here waiting to die, and I'm praying to God for the very first time. Something tells me he's too busy to care. Jonah tried to tell them something just ain't right. When they saw the elephant that night, Jonah tried to warn them just to run and hide. You can't feed your family with pride. What I want, what I need is soul salvation. My heart, I sacrificed, you can lower me down. I watched them die, it's not my fault, it's a bad situation. Now take me home, cause I've done no wrong. Something just ain't right. When they saw the elephant that night, Jonah tried to warn them just
to run and hide. You can't feed your family with pride.
There's rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out an all-point bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention. Attention.
Government is the problem.
Is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones. Dutch Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Yes, indeed, we are completely different from just about anything you're going to hear. This is the Dutch Jones radio program. I'm Dutch Jones. Lewis is over here. Stacy's over there. My lovely wife and my son. You figure out which one's which. And we're doing the radio show on the road. We have one computer, so Lou's like reaching over my shoulder to fade the audio and get stuff set up for the commercials. I want to thank you for tuning in, and I'd like to welcome our Liberty Tree Radio listeners, as well as our listeners all around the world that pick this up on all the different outlets, our pod people, our CB listeners. We've got at least two people now are telling me they're rebroadcasting this over CB, one while he's mobile. And I don't know how much that would annoy the truckers. I hope he's not doing it on Channel 19. Don't blame me if you're mad at him. But we've got Channel 2 up there in the Finger Lakes region of New York, going out with Scotty at the key, and we appreciate that. And like I said, the Liberty Tree Radio folks, the rebroadcast that goes out over Watchmen, the Watchmen Radio Network. I understand we're going out of the Patriot Broadcasting Network, Sir David's FM station up there, and all the other FM stations that take and feed this. I really appreciate it. I wish I could do more for you. Send me emails, dutch@dutchjones.info. dutch@dutchjones.info, and I want to know where you're hearing it from, and I want to do little shout-outs to, I didn't know that. I didn't know that, Ed. Thank you, Ed. PBN is not just David's microstation. I thought that was. I don't know where, so see, even more than I know. I don't handle the distribution side. I'm just the moron in front of the mic. Lou pushes the buttons, and I spread the word, and other people pick it up and fling it over their fence. PBN is a network of Patriot reporters. See, I didn't know that. I thought it was another radio network. Shows how little information I grasp here. So thank you, Ed, for telling me that, and welcome aboard. And if you want to contact us, you can do so through Facebook. Go to Facebook and look for Dutch Jones, D-U-T-C-H, space J-O-E-N-S, and sign up there with us, and you can do it. We're going to talk about Facebook a little later in the hour here. Ed's also telling me that Mark started PBN and when they still were doing the Republic Radio stuff. So a little history lesson here. I remember all that. I just don't remember the order and where every peg fits. We should do a documentary on it. We should make a video, Lou, on the history of Patriot Radio. Wouldn't that be fun? It'd be like one of those projects you start and never finish because there's just so much to tell. But we're going to talk about Facebook in a little bit, as I promised, about how they've been hacking your computers and stealing your information with all those stupid little games you play. Now, I do use Facebook. Now, you have nowhere to talk on this, Stacy. I warned you about it. I told you that's how they were getting your checking book information and how they were stealing money from you. I said, you're playing all those stupid little games, and you're going to get digitally spanked right now. You got it coming, Stacy's all looking at me like, I know. She wouldn't listen to me, but when AP talks about it, she believes them. What's wrong with my household, people? But before we get to that, there's a couple stories I want to talk about in the news, but we are going to cover the one on Facebook. I promise. Now, for those of you that don't know, Germany's pretty much in all kinds of trouble. They were pretty much the economic tower of Europe, and they've been paying everybody's debts and carrying the burden, but they've also got a problem with immigration. We have a problem with immigration. I mean, we have more people, but they're a smaller nation. I don't know the exact square footage or how many Rhode Islands it takes to make Germany. I hate that. They always use Rhode Island or Connecticut. It's like five times the size of Connecticut. Who cares? But Merkel says a German multicultural society has failed. This is from Berlin. Yeah, techno-Viking. If you want to see something funny, go to YouTube and look up techno-Viking. Give you a little bit about where German culture's really gone. Germany's attempt to create a multicultural society has failed completely, says Chancellor Angela Merkel, at the weekend calling on the country's immigrants to learn German and adopt Christian values. Now, I love this. Sad she's a German doing it, but when you have a politician actually invoking cultural heritage of a said nation, don't put it there, it's really loud when you do that, it's like a thump. Just leave it there for now. And then saying that we need Christian values or we're going to fall apart. Now, multi-culti, the concept that we are now living side by side and are happy about it, does not work, Merkel told a meeting of younger members of the Conservative Christian Democratic Union, the CDU party, at Potsdam near Berlin. Now, this approach has failed totally, she said, adding that immigrants should integrate and adopt Germany's culture and values. We feel tied to Christian values. Those who don't accept them don't have a place here, said Chancellor. I love it. Could you imagine if we got even one Paul? Ron Paul would never say this. Chuck Baldwin says it. But look how quickly they threw him under the bus. And it's just sad that she's German and, you know, good for her. Their country's fortunate to have someone like that, but they'll probably destroy her. Obongo's probably on the phone right now going, "How dare." Subsidizing immigrants isn't sufficient. Germany has the right to make demands on them, she added, such as mastering the language of Goth, G-O-E-T-H-E, the different tribes, and abandoning practices such as forced marriages. You know, they bring their culture there just like we have here with the Hispanic culture, where you got 35-year-olds marrying 14-year-old girls. That's cultural, but it's okay. It's part of their culture. Turkish President Abdullah Gül, in a weekend interview, also urged the Turkish community living in Germany to master the language of their adopted country. Isn't that amazing? Merkel spoke a week after talks with Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan, in which they pledged to do more to improve the poor integration record of Germany's 2.5 million Turkish community. Now, anyone who studied European history, what has been the ongoing battle to who do they try to keep out of Europe? The Turks. Now Germany's meeting them with open arms, and they're not melting pot material. When one doesn't speak the language of the country in which one lives, that doesn't serve anyone, neither person concerned, the country, nor the society, the Turkish president told the Hündischer Zeitung, whatever their newspaper's called. To me, that this is a what's the word, a Trojan horse scenario. I don't believe anything Turkey says. I'm adopting the new phrase of my new friend Steve Klein, who we're going to have on here, who is a Christian defender and anti-Muslim, says never trust a Muslim, period. It'll get you killed. That is why I tell them at every opportunity that they should learn German and speak it fluently and without the accent. They should start at nurseries. Well, of course, they want them to blend in, so you won't notice that your neighbor's a suicide bomber because he speaks perfect German with a perfect German accent. Now, German President Christian Wolff, W-U-L-F-F, was due for a five-day visit to Turkey and talks with the country's leaders on Monday. That would be today. The immigration debate has at times threatened to split Merkel's conservative party, and she made noises to bring both wings of the debate. While saying that the government needed to encourage the training of Muslim clerics in Germany, Merkel said Islam is part of Germany, echoing the recent comments of Wolf, a liberal voice in the party. See, this graduated acceptance is bad. I agree with her on the beginning part that they must have, you know, they're not going to work unless they have Christian values. Now, maybe she's thinking they can convert the Muslims. Not going to happen in mass. It does happen in individuals. Everyone I've spoken to that is in this battle, frontline battle, from Peter Hammond to all the groups I talked to modern-day crusaders, outright crusaders, I'm talking convert-or-die people, they say you cannot, in mass, get them to do anything, them being the Muslim people. Stop doing that, it's distracting. It's like doing yoga right in front of me.
I don't do yoga.
What was that then? Yogurt?
No.
It's like bending his legs and putting them over his head and walking on his hands. It's kind of weird. Stop. Somebody get me a fly swatter. He's about to be disciplined.
A fork
will work. Stacey's going to give me a fork to discipline Lou. But they're saying that individuals can be converted. And I met one of those folks briefly over the weekend. He was a Pakistani who's converted to Christianity and is out of that. Now, while saying the government needed to encourage the training of Muslims clerics in Germany, you know, I already read that, Horst Seehofer, the leader of the CDU's Bavarian sister party CSU, who represents the right wing, recently said Germany did not need more immigrants from different cultures like the Turks and the Arabs, who are more difficult to integrate. When are they going to wake up? Especially, I got to get back to the chat room here. It's people, when we think about it, I don't know who Breitbart is. When we talk about immigration, of course I'm focused on the American Southwest because that's where I dwell. But Europe is overrun. We have so many Muslims in Central California, it's ridiculous. I just found out about this huge mosque in Fresno that some of my new friends have pointed out to me. And the Muslim Student Union, the MSU, and all of their outright terrorist ties to groups like the Holy Land Foundation all the way to Hamas. And we're not learning from Europe's problem. It sounds like Europe is not learning from Europe's problem. They're saying, well, as long as they speak English without an accent, we're happy. As long as they sign the papers and they speak with a great German accent, we will allow them to keep coming in by the millions. Yeah?
Yeah?
Yeah? Yeah? There's no problem as long as they are good little Germans and do as they are told until they start, their kids start blowing themselves up and stabbing your cultural leaders for writing stories or making movies like is going on in Holland.
Suicide bombers?
Yeah, suicide bombers is a bad thing. So she laughs every time I do the German accent. She's like, late at night, do the German accent in my ear before we go to sleep. I love you very, very much. It's now sign the papers and you may go home. You may go to sleep. So, if Germany, one of the most racially, culturally contested places on the planet in the last 150 years, is willing to say, well, as long as they speak without an accent, we'd love to have them here. You know, at first I was ready to praise this politician lady. I was like, hey, why can't we have anybody here speaking up like that? And I said that, right? You heard me. It was right here. It's like, we can rewind it. You can hear it. But in reality, it's a Hegelian dialect. Let's demand they speak English, but let's let them keep coming. And it's how they win. Two steps forwards, one step back. They're like, yes, we're going to demand that all the illegal alien Mexicans in this country turn themselves in and register themselves, and it'll be okay. No, we demand they go back to Mexico. No, how about this? How about we say all the illegal aliens have to pay a fine and register and pay all their back taxes? And then everybody goes, oh, we've solved the problem. No, then there's 20 million illegal aliens still here. When we read these articles, we've got to read between the lines and see how they're trying to manipulate your thinker, that little glob of fat in your skull bowl up there. They're trying to get you to think they're victories. And I've got tons of examples of it, and I won't belabor you because you guys hear them a lot. You know, they dangle this thing in front of you and say, hey, look, we're going to demand they all speak English. We're going to demand they all register. But you're still letting them stay here, and they're still impacting our economy and our job markets. Yeah, but they're registered, and they're going to speak English with perfect accents. We got to be smarter than these people. We've got to realize what they're doing and not focus on the comfort zone. Because a lot of people, they don't want to talk about this stuff because they hate being thought of as a racist. I get called a racist so much, it's like sometimes I think it's my middle name. And I don't even defend myself anymore when I bring this stuff up. I remember earlier when I brought this stuff up, I had people going, oh, you're such a racist. You want everybody to speak English? Yes. I don't know why you think that makes me a racist.
Yeah, I don't either.
But, and I'm not going to hit you with all the cliches, try going to a foreign country and seeing how they treat you, all that stuff. We're in a war right now with so many enemies. We've got, you know, the federal tyrants. And don't think for a minute it's not all interlaced. It's just, it's hard. I try to be a generalist. I get people that are mad at me because I don't go nuts about the Jesuits. They get mad at me because I don't go off about the Jews all the time. I can't focus on any one of them. I have to sit back in my ivory tower and lob shots at them hoping that you'll do more research. That's the point of the show. So one day if I'm talking about the Mossad or the ADL, and then tomorrow I could be talking about Hamas or, you know, whatever. And then the next day I could be talking, you know, we got so many enemies, folks. But how do you eat an elephant? Anybody know the answer in the listening audience? Maybe we'll send them a bumper sticker. Lou says cut them up. Well, one bite at a time. Dislocate your jaw and swallow them whole. Lou could do that. You do it one bite at a time. How do you start painting a house? Step by step, one thing at a time. And all of these problems, all of these things, they will all be solved in time. Because I don't think we're going to lose. I wouldn't be doing this. If I honestly thought that we weren't going to win this fight, I wouldn't be wasting my time trying to recruit sheepdogs. I would retreat with 40 to 50 good friends and people that I trust and wait it out and then figure out how we're going to negotiate when it's over so that we don't get squished. Because survival is more important to me. I don't get into this whole remnant thing. Like, we're just the Christian remnant. I may use that word from time to time, but I don't buy into it like some of my brothers and sisters do. I don't want to be one of the last Christians, as the pastor put it this weekend, croaking like a toad going, oh, hey, look, I'm the last Christian. Yay for me. I don't think that's how it's going to go down. Because that's not how the Bible says it's going to go down. Sure, we're going to be persecuted. Sure, we're going to be fighting. But we win in the end. If you go to the back of the book, you see that. You know, it's like the butler did it. You know, I don't want to ruin the Bible for you if you just started reading it, but we win. And you know why we win? Because we're on the side of righteousness. The big guy upstairs likes us. He chose us.
Yay.
Yay. Ed's saying, one bite at a time, the work of freedom is never done. We have to always be fighting to keep our rights, or they will be taking them from us. I paraphrased that last part there, but that's right. When I go to bed in the morning, I don't wake up tomorrow and suddenly, unless the Lord tells me to, I don't have a different job. My job is still to fight for the liberty of all men and women on this planet and to spread the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ, that He died for every man's sins, and that by giving yourself as a bondservant of Christ, our Lord and Savior, is the only way you're going to find true freedom. Otherwise, you live as a slave to the rest of the world, to whatever comes with more force. Whatever comes by with more force. You want to be a slave? Fine. May your chains rest lightly upon thee. And may you be happy licking the boots of your masters. I don't want anything to do with you. Lord Jesus Christ, that's it. It's the only way. And to not fight is just as bad as helping the enemy out. So to say that, oh, it's okay if we let all these illegal aliens stay as long as they speak our language without an accent, I couldn't believe that when I read that. You know? Oh, as long as we, you know, give in to their cultural differences on some things and not on others. No. No. The Bible's clear on it. When you go to a foreign country and you want to take up dwelling there, you adopt their ways. You obey the landmarks of your forefathers. That's all I'm going to say on that. That's going to generate probably 20 to 30 racist accusations against me, but that's fine. The other thing I want to talk about, speaking of racism, I want to get this out there clearly. I wanted to get it out on Liberty Tree Radio, and I know he listens. Thomas Paine, and whatever you call your group down there on the border, we want nothing to do with you. Stop calling me. Stop asking me to promote your cause. I don't know what you're trying to do. You're a Nazi. You don't believe in liberty for all men. I've seen you on TV. I've seen you on YouTube in your SS uniform. I'm not going to give out your real name. But if you keep bothering me, I'm going to give out all your information to every militia in this country that will hear me. Every border group, every Minuteman group will have your information. I am calling for your operation to fail miserably. I don't know if you're forced into this, or why you think that you can bring fascism into something as great as the cause of border control.
You Obama lover.
You're a national socialist. You must love Obama. But I don't want anything to do with you. Stop calling my show. Stop sending me emails. Lose my address. Stop bugging me. Stop asking me to put you on the show. I'm not going to do it. And I know that some of those guys have contacted Liberty Tree Radio from what was their group called? I just keep getting the emails, Thomas Paine. I just drew a blank as to what they called their group. But I know they were trying to do some work with the really good guys from ACM. and hopefully ACM is aware of what they're doing. I've sent word to him. I've sent emails to him saying this guy is somebody you don't want to mess with. And I'm not airing dirty laundry. I'm just putting a warning out there. All of my listeners, if you're still getting stuff from him, cut him off. He's a member of the National Socialist Movement. He's going to bring nothing but shame, because what's going to happen? You're going to go down there, and then the media's going to come, and it's going to make you look like a Nazi. And if you want to be a Nazi, you're not allowed to listen to my show, period. You don't get to listen to me. You don't get to benefit from me. If I had a way of rooting you guys out and turning off the feed just to you, I don't know if we could do that, Lou. I don't know. But I don't want anything to do with a Nazi, period. And I'm here to tell you folks that I saw him in an SS uniform on more than one occasion in video, media, stuff. We've got pictures of it. Lou's downloaded it. We showed it to our pastor because he comes up around and tries to bribe the church and stuff from time to time. I want nothing to do with him. And I'm just putting it out there publicly. I'm not a racist. Definitely not a National Socialist. And I don't want anything to do with them. In fact, I'm here. Let me say this publicly. If you think that in the holy cause of liberty and the battle is started and we're fighting, that you're going to get in a fighting position with me shoulder to shoulder, and I look over and I see that garbage on you and you start preaching that garbage, I will shoot you. Do you understand what I'm saying, all you Nazi people that he brought to the show? I know he brought a lot of people telling him to listen to me and send me money and stuff. I cannot be bought. If you send me a donation in the mail, I will wipe my hiney with it, and I will mail it back to you. I guarantee it. I don't want your dirty money. I don't want you promoting my show. I don't want your dirty hands on my listeners. And I will not go to the border with you. So, I was waiting to do that announcement because I wanted everybody to hear it. I do not associate with National Socialists. I do not associate with Nazis. I will share the gospel with skinheads and stuff like that. I'll admit that. But you are not part of the holy cause of liberty. And I want nothing to do with you. I hope that was straightforward enough. I don't know. You guys in the chat room, my regular listeners, do you guys understand what I'm saying? Do you think? Because I know he's listening. He always comes in as a guest because he makes comments about the show and stuff to other people that I know. I know a lot of people. I may sound like a newbie to this, but I know people all over the border, and they talk to me, and I talk to them, and I'm warning them about you. I can't come right out and say that you're doing this with somebody else's control, but that's my suspicion, buddy. Okay. Speaking of somebody else's control, let's get, I got a couple minutes here, and we'll talk about it probably the rest of the show. Did you know, Lewis, that if you get on Facebook and you play all those really fun little games?
I'm not playing them.
Oh, I know you do. Where is it, Lou? Where's the game? Where's the story here?
I don't play any of those games.
Oh, now I got to find the article. Okay, now I got to find it here. I got to find the article. But, Facebook admits that there are some security problems with all their little games that you guys play. All that, you know, stuff. You know, what is it? Farmville, Mafia Wars. What are some of the games, guys?
I don't play them.
There's all different kinds of games. There's some like
Frontierville,
all that. Well, guess what? They're hacking your computer and selling that information out. Now, personally, Stacy's had her bank account hacked 3 times in a year. And I kept saying, it's those games, baby. It's those games. And then this article comes out. And, you know, look at the guys, what's his name, Zuckerstein or whatever, the guy that's leading it, you know. Now, I use Facebook. I use their own information system for spreading the word.
Mark Zuckerberg.
Zuckerberg. It's almost as funny as Zuckerstein. Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg addresses an F8 developer conference this spring. I'm going to show them up there. Now, this article is, let me see here. This is from the Wall Street Journal, who I tend to, I like their stuff. I don't read them, but when I find stuff from them, it's usually pretty impartial. And, you know, I don't know about their financial stuff because I don't read it. So you guys may go, oh, no, don't believe them. Don't believe anything. But most of the war stuff that they publish and stuff, I like. Many of the most popular applications or apps, for those of you in Orange Cove, on the social networking site Facebook Inc. have been transmitting identifying information, in effect providing access to people's names and in some cases their friends' names to dozens of advertising and internet tracking companies, a Wall Street Journal investigation has found. Now, the issue affects tens of millions of Facebook app users, including people who set their profiles to Facebook strictly private they still have access to it. Now, I know a lot of people are saying, well, people who play those, it's their own fault. I tend to believe that. But I think a lot of people were naive going into it, not knowing what they could and couldn't do. What are you doing, Lou? Oh, is it time again for another song already? But anything that you do on the internet, anything that you do with your cell phone, anything that you send out an email, you've got to assume that it's being read, it's being bought, it's being sold. There is no security over the internet. That doesn't mean, you know, that you can't do some things to secure it. I'm not an expert on online security. But why in the world would you use the same computer that you keep your personal email lists or your personal friends list or your banking information on and then go play a game at some server that could be in a foreign country where even if there were laws, you know, in our nation, it's not going to pertain to it. It's just not smart to do that. What are you looking for, Lou? Yeah, you could yeah, there's lots of songs that we haven't played for a while. You could play Ballad of the Alamo. That'd be kind of cool, or whatever you want to do. But trust me. If you're using Facebook, use it for two things only: networking and disseminating information very fast. I don't know. I'll have to look back in the chat room, but I don't know if any of our people, other than Stacy, plays any games, because I don't get the usual, you know, from all my pod people and stuff. And I go, hey, come play this game with me. Remember when I first got on? Everybody wanted to. All my old high school buddies wanted to play Mafia Wars. I did it for about a week and went. My computer's been running like garbage since then, and I found all kinds of stuff on it from the gaming. So they're admitting in this article that they are, in fact, marketing names of lists and things that you click on and all that. But I'm here to tell you that if they're telling us this much, it goes deeper. What are you doing, Lou?
Waiting.
Waiting for what? Oh, you're waiting for like a minute? Let me take a look here. I gotta see. Let me open this first. There we go. We got music playing. We're going to come back for the that. Okay, Ed's saying that his brother and sister Eric play games on Facebook. Yeah, he doesn't either. I just, from on its face, felt that it was an intrusion. We're going to come back after the break. I don't know. We'll talk about some other stuff. We've got a half hour. I've got a big thing on the Crystal Cathedral going bankrupt. Maybe I could sit here and kick a dog when he's down and talk about these big 501c3 churches. $55 million in debt. And then I could also talk about the Mexican the widow of that guy that was murdered on that lake by Mexicans. Now the Mexican government's telling her to back off, and they're accusing her of maybe being a drug dealer. So a lot of cool stuff going on in the news today. I had the time to read a lot of news, so I'm going to share it with you. And it's a Monday. You never know what you're going to get here. We'll be back after the break. Bring it up.
Well, the men came from Texas and from old Tennessee, and they joined up with Travis just to fight for the right to be free. Indian scouts with squirrel guns, men with muzzle loaders, stood together, heel and toe, to defend the Alamo. You may ne'er see your loved ones, Travis told them that day. Those who won, two can leave now. Those who fight to the death, let them stay. In the sand, he drew a line with his army saber. Out of 185, not a soldier crossed the line. With his banners a-dancing in the dawn's golden light, Santa Anna came prancing on a horse that was black as the night. Sent an officer to tell Travis to surrender. Travis answered with a shell and a rousing rebel yell. Santa Anna turned scarlet, played to Pueblo, he roared, I will show them no quarter, everyone will be put to the sword. 185, holding back 5,000. 5 days, 6 days, 8 days, 10. Travis held and held again. Then he sent for replacements for his wounded and lame. But the troops that were coming never came, never came, never came. Twice he charged, then blew recall on the fatal third time. Santa Anna breached the wall, and he killed them one and all. Now the bugles are silent, and there's rust on each sword, and the small band of soldiers lie asleep in the arms of the Lord. In the southern part of Texas, near the town of San Antonio, like a statue on his pintle rides a cowboy all alone. And he sees the cattle grazing where a century before Santa Anna's guns were blazing and the cannons used to roar.
and his eyes turn sort of misty, and his heart begins to glow, and he takes his hat off slowly to the men of Alamo. To the 13 days of glory at the siege of Alamo.
In the best conditions, the human body will die after 3 days without water. Having access to clean, drinkable water in a disaster, survival situation, or military action is critical when putting together your survival plan and survival kit. Whether you choose to boil, filter, purify, or use some type of chemical treatment, something must be done when planning your survival escape routes and plans and putting together your bug-out bag or simply your rucksack. That's why I have chosen to offer Sawyer brand water filters. These filters used in the medical industry for kidney dialysis exceed the needs for water purification. With different units available, the basic unit that you should get will be capable of filtering up to 500 gallons a day and will not need to be replaced until you have surpassed 1 million gallons through that filter. I know that's hard to believe, but it's a fact. They've been using these filters overseas for years in the missionary fields and in post-disaster recovery efforts. The filters are lightweight and simple to use, so whether you attach it to a 5-gallon bucket, to a water bladder, or to a 10,000-gallon tank, these filters can do the job for you. They can handle up to 40 PSI, and with different fittings and ingenuity, you can even apply them to inside, inline water supply systems into your house, cabin, or survival structure. So I'm asking you to go to djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer water filters. Order them through us. You will save at least $5 off the retail price of buying them from Sawyer Direct. And as always, the money goes to help the radio ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So, do something right for your family, get them prepared for a disaster or calamity, and you're helping us out. So don't forget, djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. Check out the Sawyer brand water filters.
There is rebellion in the wind.
A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out an all-point bulletin. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones.
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
And of course, nothing silly from Lou, because we're only operating on one computer today. Because we're on the road and I forgot to load up the second computer, which is the computer I use. So now we got everything. It's actually working out pretty well. Everything's running on this one little computer. And this is the Dutch Jones Radio Program. Thank you for rejoining us, coming back, not going away. We are coming to you live. It is Monday. What is October? What are we? 18th, 2010. And it's a Monday. We're coming to you not from our usual location. We're somewhere down in the San Joaquin Valley of Central California. That's right, Central California. There are those of us still fighting the good fight here. It's not all a bunch of hippies and faggots and ungodly, hippies and faggots and ungodly people, but you know, they are here. We are outnumbered, I know that, and that is evident in a lot of the way things are going here. It's interesting though, when I'm driving around the valley here, because everybody's caught up in the election and they're really putting their hope in that. I'm praying for them to be happy, but I'm not really gonna you know, we'll see. We'll see what happens. But we'll see if they actually, you know, what's going to happen is, oh, we got all these really good Tea Party people in, and then 6 months from now, it's still going to be terrible. But there's signs everywhere that says, like, you know, a vote for so-and-so is a vote for Pelosi, which equals no water, you know, socialism, health care.
Divided by.
Huh?
Divided by.
Oh yeah, yeah. There's no division. It's just, yeah. There's these everywhere. All these farmers are putting them on their hay wagons and their cotton bins and throwing them out by the freeway. We saw them because we were driving yesterday for about 6 or 7 hours yesterday. And it's crazy, insane, you know. But it's only here. And sure, they'll get out. But I looked at all the stuff today. Everybody's ahead by like 2%. 3%. They're making it sound like, oh, everybody's angry. Okay, so it's like 49, 51. Okay, yeah, America's really angry. No, they want the same old, same old. At least here in Central California. A lot of the farmers, you know, I remember in the last election, they all had Obongo stuff out front because they want those government socialist farm subsidies. But then when he turned off their water, now they're angry, but it's a little too late. 400,000 acres in the Central Valley of California left fallow. 400,000 acres. We saw some of it this weekend, you know, trees dead in the fields. And, you know, of course, they're saying, well, good, you can sell your land and we could put large container buildings there. It's all part of the social engineering. So go ahead, vote. You know, I'll pray that you get what you want. I'm not going to vote this year. I'm done. Just like I don't go to court when they send me a subpoena. I know the system's flawed and I don't want any part of it. And I'm going to continue to fight on this front, but if you feel called to do that. But here's something that I will not forgive you to do if you do this. If you go, oh, everything's going to be great now. Yay, we won. The Tea Party people won. You know, we got it. We got Ron Paul's son in. Yay. If you celebrate like that and you know, and you're like, everything's going to be perfect, and you stop fighting on the other fronts, you're going to get a radio scathing from me. Don't give up your other efforts. It's great that you want to vote, you know, cool. But don't stop doing all the other stuff that you're called to do by me and the other hosts on Liberty Radio, Liberty Tree Radio. Why do I keep doing that? I have this, like, you know, it's been over almost 6-7 months at least. But don't stop putting your stuff together. Don't stop educating yourself. Don't stop networking. Don't stop training. Don't stop doing push-ups. Don't stop pre-staging gear. Don't stop pre-running. Don't stop... whatever it is you're doing for the holy cause of liberty, don't stop just because you think that first Tuesday in November is going to fix everything. The social engineers are hard at work, and even if your people win, the ultimate goal of tyranny, the camps, population control, eugenics, all of that is still going to go on. They'll just say, oh, it's a little slower now. I mean, those of you that think life would have been better if McCainiac had won. I know people just aren't that sophisticated. I met this great guy this weekend, sitting next to me in church. He'd come up here from one of them great big super churches. He had heard about us, and I think he'd heard about the show and stuff from a militia group down in Southern California. Strangely enough, he lives up here, but he was talking to militias in Southern California, like, hey, why don't you go check out that Dutch Jones guy? Check out his church. This guy's sitting next to me, and we're talking politics and stuff. And, you know, and I talk politics with people when they come up there just to, you know, kind of see where they feel. And I said something like, Andrew Jackson was the last good president this nation had. And he's like, oh, no, Ronald Reagan. You know, he's one of those Reaganomics, you know, what is it, Rolandus Maximus, all that stuff. And Ronaldo Maximus, you know, probably listens to Rush Limbaugh. And I go, really? You are aware that he was the one that allowed the sodomites into the Republican Party, the log cabin Republicans. Oh, I didn't know that. You do know that he instituted as governor no-fault divorce in California, which then swept the country and is now one of the leading causes of divorce because, you know, the husbands can't fight it. I didn't know that. And then I started talking to him about things Reagan did with Iran-Contra. Didn't know that. And this is a guy, and if you're listening, I'm not trying to put you on the spot, but it's a symbol of where America is right now and why it's important for you not to give up with an election. There are good people out there that are seeking the truth, like my new friend, that need to be exposed to it. And if you stop doing that because you think, hey, we just elected, you know, we got a bunch of Tea Party people elected, you're going to let down the cause of liberty, you're going to let down the Lord, and you're going to let down those guys like the guy I just met at church. Because they have a right to know the truth. Just because they haven't been getting it in their church or their people that are around them, doesn't mean you know, just because, you know, Sarah Palin's hand-picked people got in, means you need to stop. This is exactly what happened when George Bush the Lesser got elected. All my buddies were like, woohoo! I don't have to go to militia meetings anymore. I can sell all my guns and buy golf clubs again. I can buy my wife some of that china she wanted. She can get off my back about spending too much money on MREs. those people, those fair weather people. Wow, that was weird. What just happened there? I think we just got knocked off. Hang on, guys. Let me see everything. Oh, that's why. Oh, I'm getting an IM on Facebook. Why isn't it doing it? Sorry, folks. Hello. Okay. I can't do two things at once here. So, Warlin, I don't know if you're in the room, Warlin, but I can't type back to you because as soon as I did that, it like shut all the windows. That was really weird. But thank you for checking in, Warlin.
He's not in the chat room.
So he's listening, but he's not in the chat room because he just sent me a hi. So don't do that, please. Just like these guys that came to our church on Sunday to find out about our militia, you have a duty to keep the fight up, folks. Same thing happened here in California when Schwarzenegger up there in Sacramento. I'm not even doing a good Schwarzenegger, but you get it. He just, you know, everybody was like, oh, great, we're going to have this ultra-Republican. I go, where have you been? He works in Hollywood. He's married to a Kennedy. Nobody wanted to hear that from me. They only wanted to hear nice, smooth things. They're like, la, 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 when I started pointing out, just like people do when I bring up stuff about Reagan. They're, oh, Reagan's the greatest thing in the world. Yeah, read his diaries. You know, read what he did. You know, how long did the Republicans have control of this nation and they didn't get rid of abortion? Yeah, salvation is not in the Republican Party or any Republican. I can't think of any Republican. Stacey and I were trying to think of that. We're like, well, who's this guy? Who's that guy? No. I'm not gonna put my eggs in anybody's basket. I'm not getting any bandwagon on anybody from either party. Does that mean that it might be somebody locally that I want to push? I got some great stuff from Chuck about where especially Confederates around the Dixie are fighting battles on the county level. By all means, stay in politics on the county level. Go after your sheriffs. Try and educate them. If they don't get educated, get them voted out. And just do what you can. Don't stop because this election's coming up. Don't focus just on this election. That's what they want you to do. Now, with that said, I know 2 or 3 weeks ago, my contacts with FBI, the Terrorism Early Warning Group in Southern California, which I used to be a member of, listeners of this show that are connected, it was like in a one-week period, I got 5 or 6 calls from unrelated people that don't know each other that said there's stuff going on. Be watching for these signs. You know, they're telling federal employees and military guys to get their families out of cities, telling them to get ready for some stuff. And the other common thread was they're going to put a big terror alert out in Europe, that they're going to be expecting 9/11 level attacks in Europe. Well, this morning when I get up and turn on Murdoch's propaganda station, those faux news, FAUX, guys, guess what they said this morning? Very real intel that there may be threats in Europe. There may be 9/11 size events in Europe. Just like everybody predicted that it would be like a week or two before the election we would start seeing this stuff. And I've heard guys calling up to the intel report when I've listened to them, that same kind of stuff. You know, we've got military guys calling, you know, trying to say, hey, is there any property for sale up around you? I'm getting that stuff too. Everything that I was told by about 5 or 6 different separate intel people that are and friends of the show, some that I've known for 20 years, some that I've just met. So take it for what it's worth. October surprise, don't be surprised. Ronnie Reagan did it when he freed the hostages, when his Iran-Contra guns for drugs for terrorists for hostages deal. Obongo is no better, no worse than Reagan. His handlers are capable of just the same kind of thing, so don't focus on this election as the end-all to your problems. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Keep networking. Keep looking for things on the horizon. There's all kinds of strange stuff going on. Everybody's sending me stuff. Nobody's sending me pictures. Nobody's sending me reports. They're just calling and going, well, I heard this, I heard that. I got a couple people. I shouldn't say nobody. I got other people sending me, you know, supportive stuff saying this is what I saw. My neighbor saw this. This guy's doing that. You know, just more and more weirdness. We did notice some things going on in our area that I can confirm. In the national park, in Sequoia National Park, there is a communication center that takes care of not just the park's communications, but a lot of law enforcement, federal law enforcement, stuff along those lines, a lot of interagency stuff that they do for the marijuana rating. Well, last week, their tower went down. It was struck by lightning. that's what they're saying happened. Now, we have had lightning storms. We've had dry lightning and up at the altitude this tower was. So now we've discovered that their entire communication system has been knocked out in this area, and they've been forced mobile repeaters, that kind of stuff. They don't know when it's going to go back up. I've had two people tell me about it last week, and then I had somebody who came to church on Sunday go, oh, yeah, that's what's going on. The other thing we noticed is where we're living, we're in a bowl. We're on quartz and granite. Our AM radios are having a much harder time receiving things. It's like they're being jammed. There is like this buzz that's coming across all the AM bands of our radios. Luke couldn't even pull stuff in, and he's got a brand new radio. Yeah, it's funny, we get KFI out of L.A., but even it was, you know, low and buzzing and stuff. So I don't know if their tower was really damaged, if they're jamming, somebody else is jamming law enforcement, I don't know. But I'm telling you that communications have been hurt in our area. Even the CBs and stuff that I use, I'm noticing a decrease in distance. Now, other people have told me, oh, there's all kinds of sun flares and sunspots. Okay, that may be so. That's fine. I understand that. I have heard that on the news that, you know, there's solar flares doing stuff and things like that. But just something that I'm noticing in our area that the communications is messing up. The chat board keeps locking up, Gunslinger saying. I don't know if it's my computer or what. Is anyone else having the problem? Guys, help them out there. Let me see. I'll do some testing by spelling the word test and hitting enter. Nope, mine seems to be going good. I have been noticing on Facebook, this is a firsthand report, that when I post stuff about Facebook stealing your information and redistributing it, it disappears. When I talked about stuff about Obongo doing some stuff, it disappeared. So they may be stepping up the intelligence stuff. They may be. I mean, I told the story in the first hour about the GPS thing on, you know, some Muzzy's car in San Francisco. So who knows? They're doing that. Let's see. Just a heads up. Eyes are on. Okay, someone might be messing with... Okay, good. Things are getting weird, folks. Wow, interesting. Hey, Chuck, welcome to the room. So everything I told you guys, watch your cars. Lou's not on today, Chuck. I'm using the computer. He's laying on the bed picking at his hair. What are you doing? Are you like finding lice in there or something? Getting some snacks out? Self-grooming? But just watch your cars. Watch, you know, we noticed a huge increase in police presence on the freeway, but we haven't driven a long distance in a month. We got on the freeway yesterday. Cop, 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 cop everywhere. Yeah, I saw that. Facebook won't let you become friends with stuff like Joe Arpaio and things like that. You are? I tried to add him and I can't add him.
You got to go on his page and it says like at the top.
Yeah, I tried that and it wouldn't work. Yeah, it's funny that he brought that up. I thought it was just me, but I said, I can't control it. So he's like, well, quit doing that.
No, I said keep clicking.
Yeah, keep clicking on it. Try and bring the whole system down by overloading it. But they may be tightening the noose as so close to the election. They're going to be watching people. Like I told you, the FBI came up to our church and was talking about members of our church because their kids have gone into the military. So now they're like, So you guys are like this militia, anti-government. No, we're not anti-government. We're anti-bad government church. And now they're these poor guys that are in the military, they're questioning their intentions. And, you know, the kids that they're talking about aren't even, you know, they haven't come to the church in years. They joined the military because they got mad about Islam and all that kind of stuff. They have their own agendas, I can tell you that. So things are stepping up. If they're sending FBI out to talk to our little tiny church and they're putting GPS on cars in California and things like that, and they're being found... And then I love it. They show up. Hey, that's our property. Yeah, but you had it on my car. Too bad. Give it back or you'll be arrested for seizing government property. Okay, here's your GPS, you know. So all kinds of stuff going on. And, you know, we recently, the guy that I was talking about early in the hour, you know, we just pretty much said we want nothing to do with him. Be on the alert. Be on your toes, people. They're angry. We had somebody not directly associated with our church. They took their kids away last week for one spanking. He got him back, but now he's facing all kinds of charges and counseling and everything. So there are... Tyranny's just heating up. And I'm always saying, oh, it's a gut feeling. But no, it's just a gut feeling. That's exactly what I said, Ed. If I had found one on my car, I would have stuck it on a freight train or one of those C-Tran containers as it's going back to China. Keep alert. Keep out there. Keep watching stuff. Keep looking for trucks and things doing weird things in your neighborhood. Chuck's asking, no spanking in California. No, you can't spank anymore. No corporal punishment. So we're training our kids if they get picked up. If they get, we go, it's time for a timeout, and then I wail on Lewis with a wiffle bat. Yeah, I just use my hands, but you're supposed to say it's a wiffle bat. But anyway, yeah, they're picking up kids. So, but fortunately, the guy got his kids back, and so there's just every day I'm hearing about more stuff. It used to be a year and a half ago, I'd be like, wow, you know, you'd hear something every once in a while. But now, you know, the stuff that went on with the baby up in New Hampshire, you know, people in our own community having their kids taken. I mean, just more and more stuff clamping down. So just keep your eyes open. Keep a camera with you guys at all times. I love it when you guys send me info, but if you don't have a source or a picture, I'm not going to use it on the air. It's why I'm a little reluctant to hook the phone back up, because I'm worried about people kind of going, I just saw 14 Chinese soldiers going down the street and, you know, in a Unimog waving the communist flag. Well, where are the pictures? yeah, if you get a GPS, put it in your car, take it down to the police station in a box of donuts and see what happens. That's good. They're talking about Arpaio's different Facebook pages. That's cool information there. Sheriff Max on Facebook. There's all kinds of people that you need to be networking with. I've got some Chuck Baldwin updates that I'll probably share with you this week. I still get his newsletter. And he's just trying to, he's not a pastor anymore. He's going to start a home church up there in Kalispell, and he's, you know, he's needing donations just like everybody else. Fortunately, we got our internet covered, and we need people to buy more water filters, and, we want to go here. I'm going to be flat
coming soon, sometime this week.
What is
our store?
Yeah, we'll have the store page back up and revamped. Maybe things that you'd be more likely to buy. You guys didn't really like the stuff we had up. But we don't have gas money to go see my daughter in Napa. Our daughter. I keep doing that, Stace. Our daughter in Napa. And we want to go get her for Reformation weekend. My ex is like, well, you're welcome to come get her anytime. Well, I'm like, yeah, fine. I'm living on $550 a month. So, you know, pray for a financial blessing there, so that we can have enough gas money to go get her, like, on a Thursday, take her out of that public cesspool system and take her back here for Reformation night, and, you know, where we do the Martin Luther thing. Not that we're Protestants, but we still realize it's better than Catholicism. And then bring her back on Monday, you know, because she's like, she's calling my bluff. Well, yeah, you can come get her whenever you want, you know, 5 hours away. But we used all of our money for a starter, which we needed, you know. And we needed it. What good's a car with gas if you don't have a starter? So, you know, that's good. Oh, yeah, Chuck is saying that he talked about Charles Key earlier. Says 9/11 engineer founder is coming to Oklahoma on October 29th. That'd be good. I'd really like to have Key on here, you know, and ask him about the militia stuff, 10th Amendment stuff. Put a bug in his ear, Chuck, for us. See if he'll become a guest on here. I've got Steve Klein from Christian Defenders, which is a staunch pro-Christian, in-your-face Muslim protester. This guy for years has been going to all these Muslim cultural events and showing the truth, you know, talking about what they really do, what they're really here for. And a lot of people get mad at him and stuff, but I'm going to put him on the air because I like the way he's doing stuff. We don't agree with everything. You know, he thinks that 9/11 was caused by a bunch of Muslims and airplanes, and you know what I think about that, but his heart's in the right place. You know, he's big on Israel. I'm not. But that doesn't mean I can't put him on. It's not like he's, you know, in love with Israel like half of America's churches are. So we'll do that. Oh, I was going to tell you guys, remember, you guys know the Crystal Cathedral in Garden Grove? You know, the Crystal Cathedral, what? I can't remember the pastor's name right now. They had the Hour of Power show and all that stupid stuff on TV. They do the big, you know, the beauty of Easter, whatever they call it. Big, giant crystal church. And it is just, you know, I don't understand all the money they put into it. Well, they're $55 million in debt, and they're filing for bankruptcy. And it's just another thing, you know, these 501c3 churches, you know, they're not focusing on what it is. Like the two guys that came to our church that have been going to the same church for like 30 years, and they never even knew each other. It's weird. It's strange to me that you would go to a church and not know, you know, all the different church mates and people there. And I'm not saying all big churches are bad, but I wouldn't feel comfortable going to a big church. You know, I say, well, your church is small. You know, you don't get a lot of people going there. Well, we're a little country church, 30 to 40 people. That's fine. Ed's peak, they had 250 there. And then it goes back to what I was saying. George Bush got elected, and all these lily liverds go, oh, we don't have to go to church here anymore because it's safe now for me to go to a smooth-talking, tickle-my-ears kind of church. And that's what I'm afraid is going to happen in this election, so I keep getting back to that. But you get my point. So I'm counting on you folks to stay with it. Stay the course. And make sure that you realize the big picture. It's not just about the Jesuits. It's not just about the Zionists. It's not just about the Nazis. It's not just about the Bilderbergs. I'm not trying to sell you T-shirts or DVDs or exercise videos. I'm trying to share with you just that the holy cause of liberty is what's important. Whole nations have come and gone, and those that trust in the Lord are blessed. And this nation deserves a spanking for the way we've been living our lives as a collective culture. But you know what? There is a blessing in being spanked, too, because there can be doors open that offer you solutions. Gunslinger saying, the bigger the church, the closer you are to heaven. I love that. He says, if you believe that, there's some swamp land he has for sale for you. But I still love it when I've gone to churches and I've been going there for 6-7 months and the pastor goes, hi, or you must be new today. And I'm like, my daughter goes to your Christian school. I'm in a Bible study that you teach and you still don't know me? And trust me, I'm not easy to miss. I've got outrageous sideburns. I wear a kilt. I wear T-shirts that say things like, close the border. Stop touching my sideburns, you weirdo. Every time I say something, Lou's got to touch me. Go sit over in the corner. Go over there. Go. Move. Oh, wait. Actually, we're running out of time. You got to get it going. Folks, we're winding down here. It went really fast. Mondays usually do. DutchJones.info. DutchJones.info. J-O-E-N-S. Go to the pitch in there. Help us out. We've got financial needs here that go beyond just the operation of the radio station now. Things have been slow for us. We're not selling a lot of stuff. To those of you that have purchased stuff and made donations, God bless you. Your stuff goes straight to work for the cause as designated by your donations. Every little bit helps, and every little bit keeps us going. When I'm allowed the time to sit and read the newspaper during the day and do all this stuff, it makes for a better show, and I can share stuff with you. So just remember, as we're doing this, we're focused on the holy cause of liberty. Politics are secondary. If you take nothing else from the show, remember that. Your love for the Lord is more important than your affiliation to some party that is a political machine that will just enslave you later on. Chuck saying, I can't quit now. I'd love to do 3 hours on days that I have extra info, but it's time for me to relax and beat the tar out of Lewis. So, punch to the ribs. I'm still talking, even though he just took a cheap shot. This is the Dutch Jones radio program, and remember, the sword is heavy, the battle is hard, but the victory belongs to the Lord, and you can do nothing without Him. You'll build your house in vain, and that goes for your militia, your attempts, your cause, your radio station, your ministry, whatever it is. If you do not focus on the Lord first, there's failure. So we will talk to you tomorrow when we come back. Thank you for listening, especially to my friends on Liberty Tree Radio. Go give them some love. LibertyTreeRadio.4MG.com. LibertyTreeRadio.4MG.com. Give them some love over there. And the more love you give us, the more we can kick over that way. Thank you very much, and we'll talk to you tomorrow.